Hey you guys, what is up? We wanted to make some of these videos for you so you can enjoy church just like the big people. Because let's face it, you guys are just as cool. And in my opinion, you're cooler. I think you're a lot cooler. So before we do that, I'm going to show you this cool picture that I drew. Actually, I just colored it. I didn't draw it. But I want you guys to go get this same picture and color along. You can color as you're listening to this lesson, or you can color after, print off, save for tomorrow, whatever, but I want you to color it. I think it'd be fun. Put a link to that coloring page on the page where this video is. So what we're going to talk about today is Resurrection Sunday. And there's a lot, I mean, you guys have heard the story of, you know, Jesus coming out of the grave, you know, raising from the dead. But there's a lot that happens before that. Last Sunday was Palm Sunday, and some of you guys know the story about Jesus' entry into or arrival in Jerusalem. So I'm just going to give a short story leading up to what happens today, Resurrection Sunday. So Palm Sunday was the day that people were excited because they thought Jesus was going to come. It was the coming of the new king, right? Well, they thought a new king was an earthly king, like a ruler, you know, like he had his little, a scepter with his little crown, and he has his little robe on, you know, I'm the king. It's not like that. It's the king, the savior. The Savior that's coming to save us from sin, right? So everybody's excited about Jesus coming. You know, they got palm branches, they're waving Palm Sunday, palm branches. And that's something that happens with people of royalty. They've got their jackets. You know, think of your cloak. When you think of like a shepherd, you know, dressed up shepherd, they take their cloaks and their stuff off. They throw on the street so Jesus can walk across that. He comes in on a donkey. And these are things that Jesus said he was going to do, or that the times, stuff that happened in Bible times where for royalty, like I just said. So all this stuff was happening. People were excited. This happened on Sunday. And then between Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday, all this other stuff is happening, like Jesus having supper, dinner, you know, the Lord's Supper, dinner with his disciples, where everybody's taking communion, where you know, we do this on Sunday mornings, where people get up and do their meditation, then we, you know, we take communion, which is the bread for his body and the juice for his blood, right? All that stuff is happening before Resurrection Sunday. Judas, you hear about Jesus being betrayed. Judas gets paid 30 pieces of silver. You know, he kisses Jesus on the cheek, and that's how the Roman guards know who Jesus is, because Judas went and he's like, hey, you know, you're gonna give me some money to be able to call out Jesus and show you who he is, then you guys can crucify him. All this stuff. Jesus goes on trial, which really wasn't trial, and the people take Jesus to Pilate, who was the governor at the time, and you know, they're like, you know, you need to kill this dude. But Jesus didn't do anything, and Pilate really didn't see anything wrong with what Jesus was doing. But Jesus didn't say anything to defend himself either, because he knew that it probably wouldn't matter, one, and two, he knew he was going to have to die for everybody. All this stuff was set in motion long before any of this. So that kind of gets you to Resurrection Sunday. We know for someone to come back from the dead, they have to die, right? Well, all, you know, Judas betrayed Jesus on Thursday, Friday, you know, was when Jesus was crucified, and then early in the morning on Resurrection Sunday was when Jesus rose from the dead. So I want to tell you guys about a little story, kind of about all this, about what happened after Jesus died. Jesus died on Friday. It was a very sad day. Of course it was, because a lot of people loved him. People who really believed that he was the Savior, you know, sent from heaven, were upset because they thought that, okay, you know, the Savior died, there's nobody to save us. So you can imagine what it would be like. You know, some of us lost loved ones. We know how bad that hurts. We've talked about this before in junior church. We've lost pets. You know, we know the pain that comes along with losing someone or something. So it was sad because Jesus' friends didn't know what was going to happen after. And they didn't understand why Jesus had to die. So late on that Friday afternoon, Jesus' body was taken down from the cross, and it was wrapped up in long strips of cloth, and then it was buried in a rich man's tomb. And a large stone was rolled over the entrance to the tomb, and soldiers were standing guard outside to make sure that nothing happened to Jesus' body. At this point, Jesus was dead. And the Bible tells us, if you want to look in your Bibles, in John 20, that this is what happened next. So, early on Sunday morning when it was still dark, Jesus' friend Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the large stone that was rolled over the mouth of the empty tomb was gone. And so she ran away. Well, why do you think that Mary ran away? I want you to think about this for just a second. Why do you think that Mary ran away? Was she afraid? Or, you know, what could have happened that made Mary run away? Jesus' body wasn't there, and the stone had been moved, so that was probably pretty scary to her, so she took off running. You guys think about when you hear a scary noise in the house or something, not many people go to check it out. Mom and dad do, you know, an adult does, but kids usually are like, man, this is crazy. You put your head under the covers, or you take off running the other way. Well, Mary ran to two more of Jesus' friends, Simon Peter and another friend that Jesus loved very much. And so Peter and the other friend that Jesus loved ran very fast to the tomb. So you can think about what that, you know, running as fast as they could. Well, the second friend ran so fast that he beat Peter there. And why do you think now that the friends were running really fast? You know, why do you think they were running to get there? They weren't scared like Mary? You know, were they just shocked to hear? Did they want to just go check it out for themselves? You know, maybe it was hard to believe what Mary had told them. Well, the friend and Peter looked inside the tomb. They saw the strips of cloth that had been wrapped around his body. And they saw the cloth that had been put on Jesus' face. And it was neatly folded in the corner of the room. The second friend saw it, and he believed. But what did he believe? Jesus was dead, but God raised him to life. So do you guys believe that Jesus is alive? Well, Mary didn't believe. And she was still sad. She thought Jesus was just missing, that maybe somebody came and stole his body. Well, the friends went back to their homes, but Mary stayed at the tomb, and she cried. I mean, we talked about this. We know what loss is like. You know, first, why did Mary cry? First, her friend Jesus died, right? And now, his body was missing. Nobody knew where he was. So a man came to Mary, and he said, why are you crying? You know, who are you looking for? And Mary said, if you took him away, if you're the one that took Jesus' body away, please tell me where he is, and I'll go and get him. And he said to her, he said her name, he called out, Mary. Well, how would this guy know her name? It was Jesus. He had been dead, but now he was alive. And now Mary believed. And she wanted to touch him, and she wanted to hug him. And Jesus said, not yet. First, I'm going to go to the Father, and he is your Father too. We're talking about, you know, God in heaven. He's going to go be with his Father. Then Mary ran away. Well, why do you think she ran away this time? Well, this time, Mary had good news, and she was going to go tell her friends. She said, I've seen Jesus. He was dead, but now he is alive. He is risen, and he is giving his life so that we can live with the Father again. I want you guys, you know, a lot of times around this time of year, we think a lot about, you know, you guys think of Easter and Easter egg hunts and Easter baskets and stuff like that. The true gift is the gift that God gave when he sent his son to die for us. And then Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do when he rose from the dead. You know, there's a lot of focus on the Easter Bunny and on plastic eggs and egg hunts and all that kind of stuff. It's, you know what, sometimes that stuff is fun, but I want you guys to be thinking today about the true gift that was given and what it means to Christians to have a Savior who can beat death and show you that the victory has already been won. I want nothing more for you guys, you kids, than to grow up in Christ and to live Christian lives and have Christian families and raise, you know, Christian families and someday join me in heaven. I'm be long gone before a lot of you guys. And I want to see you guys again because I love you. And that's the same thing with God. God loves us. And he showed us that by sending something that a gift that no one could ever even think of giving. So today, you guys, when you're coloring and when you're going about your day, when you're having your egg hunts and you're getting into your Easter basket, I want you guys to think about the true gift that is Jesus. So also, you guys, I want you to maybe think about how you guys might be at home right now. If you've got siblings, maybe you're getting on each other's nerves. Maybe you're getting on your mom's nerves, on your dad's nerves, grandma, grandpa, you know, whoever it is you might live with. Because we've been away from school and we've been home every day, I want you to maybe, you know, think if you're getting to a point where stuff gets crazy and mom and dad are pulling their hair out. What kind of world are these kids? You know, I want you guys to think about that and maybe offer just a little bit of mercy. You know, settle down a little bit, go outside, maybe understand that mom and dad aren't used to you being home all the time. If you're homeschooled, whatever, have at it, man. But if you're not, just recognize that because it's a tough time for everybody. So yeah, I want to do some more of these videos as long as we're on lockdown. So these will be coming to you every week. Find them. I'll have some craft or maybe a coloring page for you to do. But I still want you guys to hear the story of these stories that are in the Bible and continue to learn while we're on lockdown. There's no reason that we should ever stop learning about God's Word. But I did find some things I want to share with you. Some pretty cool stuff. Some funny jokes. We'll see how many of you can get these. Let me get my list. So, Christian dad jokes, right? So, what would be a good name for a Christian pizza shop? Jesus. What kind of pork did people eat in the Old Testament? Abraham. All right, next one. How long did Cain dislike his brother? How long did Cain dislike his brother? As long as he was able. All right, that's a good one too. All right, so what animal did Noah not trust? A cheetah. A cheater. What part of the day was Adam created? It was just a little before Eve. Hardy hard. All right, next one. Why couldn't anyone play cards on the ark? Because Noah was standing on the deck. And last, why was the Son of God able to pay it all? Because Jesus saves. All right, you guys have a good week. I'll see you back here Sunday. Follow that link to get your coloring page. And until we meet again, and I miss you guys a lot. I'm ready to get back to the church building, mess around in the gym with you guys, aggravate you, maybe make some of you cry. But until then, join me for these videos and digging into God's Word. We're going to check out some stories. And if you want, have your parents take some of these pictures of these things after you color them. You can send them to me, whatever. I'll check them out. Until then, I want you guys to stay cool. Stay out of your parents' hair. Just be kids. All right? You guys are pretty cool. Cool group of kids at the church. Like I say, I look forward to seeing you again. But until that time, until next Sunday, stay cool, dudes. See ya.